Welcome among
the Royalists.
We're back at Dragon Meat. We're back at the podcast zone, and there's a little change for the first time this year. I am not in charge, which is brilliant. Who's in charge?
Hi, I'm Mira. I'm in charge of the podcast zone this year. Thank you for putting me in this position. We have about 24 podcasters here, and we're with one of them. So,
and including those podcasters, yeah, you
Hello,
are.
Hello, I'm Dragon from the Penance RPG podcast.
Welcome. It's your, what, second, third year? You're a veteran now.
Yes, it's our third year here. We've been very lucky.
So what are you looking the most forward at Dragon Meat Podcast Zone 2019?
Oh, we've got so many games running. It's going to be great fun to be able to play with all these other podcasters that we've spoken to, have all the different styles. We're running a couple of games as well, so we should hopefully have some very interesting episodes coming out soon.
So people will be able to listen to what you recorded here.
Yes, we're recording a total of 6 hours today. Yeah.
Is that one episode or three, four, five?
That's 4 different games. So we've got 3 one-hour slots, and it's probably going to be about 2.5 hours this evening for some of the other podcasters to have a chance to join in.
Basically, these guys have been here a couple of years before, so I feel like safe to leave that amount of time in their hands. I know that they will put out some really lovely podcasts and they'll be fine. I think you guys are the last ones in the zone tonight as well.
You're a traditional closer, actually.
Yes, yeah, we do tend to have evening games more than, definitely not. None of us are morning people, so morning games were not going to happen for us to run them.
I'm sorry I made you get here so early, so...
It's nice and quiet, the late game. The only problem is that you get kicked out by the people I like to nickname the canaries. Well, they're very lovely volunteers helping out with Dragon Meat, but they literally kick you out of the room around midnight singing songs. So, Mira, what are you looking the most forward to? The end of the day when you can rest?
Yeah, I basically have been organizing so hard to just see everybody here. It's making me super happy. I want everyone to talk to each other. Like, get to go and play games, have fun, buy stuff, and have a really lovely time. And then everyone will hear how amazing the podcast zone is. And then next year, we'll hopefully get to do some live theatre type shows.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, bigger and better, and stay with Dragon Meat, and they take us to the nice bigger venues. That's my dream.
Well, it's definitely already bigger and better than last year and the year before.
We
Good
do
job.
Have a lot of tables. We have about 18 foot of tables this year, so I'm happy with that.
Any last thing so you can get back at handing out, because I interrupted you right in the middle of
yes.
your welcoming effort. Where do you want to send out to people listening to that?
I would just say, if you see any podcaster, streamer, any person that is affiliated with Podcast Zone, just make sure you try and have a listen. They're hardworking and they're lovely people. And yeah, come check us out the next time you see us.
I don't really have a huge amount to add to that, in fairness. So far, everybody we've met at the Podcast Zone has been absolutely lovely. We've had a really good time, and they're a really great bunch of people. So definitely give everyone a listen.
Great. Have a lovely day, the two of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We fell asleep in our comfort zone. A Friday trip down the cobblestones, then straight back to our comfort zone.
I was really looking forward to meet in person a couple people today, and Here you are, yes. Right at the entrance. Can you introduce yourself?
So my name is Kat Tobin, and I'm the co-owner and managing director of Pelgrane Press. And we publish tabletop role-playing games like 13th Age, Knights Black Agents, and Trail of Cthulhu.
I got a big fan of 13th Age, running 13th Age today, I think.
Really?
Dan Marriott.
I was just going to say, I bet that's Dan Marriott. He's like, he's such a like tireless advocate for 13th Age, actually, in the UK. It's fantastic.
Plugging myself. Did you listen to the episode of 13th Age we recorded?
I didn't. No. Honestly, I'm so far behind on all my podcasts. I've been like traveling a ton for the last couple of months.
Much.
So much good stuff out there now as well. So.
Don't tell anyone, but I'm having a panel. Today, later today, with four podcasters.
Ooh, really?
I haven't really listened to any of them. But don't tell anyone.
Do you have a cheat sheet or anything where you can be like, oh, yes, I remember that time you
know,
talked about
Dungeons,
this topic.
Those Dungeons & Dragons actual play, they're all the same anyway.
They're all the same. They just go into dungeons and fight dragons, right?
They could play something original.
They could do.
Like anything
like
on this table.
Any of our things, yeah, exactly.
Plug away, Kat.
Yeah. The thing that I'm the most excited about here, which is relatively new, is Knights Black Agents Solo Ops. So that's our one-player, one-GM Knights Black Agents game. So it basically takes the vampires versus spies setting of Knights Black Agents, but it adapts it for one player and one GM. So that's kind of following on from our Cthulhu Confidential, which was kind of a noir 1930s, 40s, one player, one GM Cthulhu game. Oh, 10 minutes to doors.
It's coming, they're coming.
They're coming.
It's like
the people,
Black Friday
coming.
Behind,
I know,
behind
yeah.
those doors.
It is. They look scary.
And
there are so many of them.
And you're on the front line. So.
Yes, and we're literally the first thing that people see when they come in the door here at Dragon Mates. So
Knights Black Agent, one game master, one player, or does that work? Your system? The system?
It is, yeah. It's our Gumshoe one-to-one system.
Gumshoe, yeah.
So it's our Gumshoe investigative system, but adapted for one player and one GM.
What's the difference with regular quotation mark Gumshoe?
So it's specifically adapted for to be not...
That's another tradition.
Guess what? The trade hall is about to open at 10 o'clock. That's in just a few minutes. So get ready. Entrance is on the ground floor, so you need to go down the escalator.
So Gumshoe one-to-one uses what we're calling quick shock Gumshoe. So it's designed to be much faster, combat is much faster, and it's a much more narrative-focused game. So instead of getting damage totals, you get more narrative damage in combat. So you get a card instead that says hurt. You know, you've broken your arm or you're in shock. You know, you've had a terrible scare. You're not going to be able to focus on anything for a while. So
you're in a hospital for a month.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you come back.
So you get cards for injuries and for shock. That allows a much more kind of a narrative focus on what's actually happened to your character rather than just saying you take -2 health.
Do you have plans to start applying this system to the Fall of Delta Green and other
settings?
Oh my
gosh, I mean the problem that we have, and
it's
a good problem, but the problem that we have is that we have too many ideas and not enough time to make them all. So we really want to do a sci-fi one, we really want to do a fantasy one, we'd love to do a Fall of Delta Green one.
When you say one, you mean Gumshoe or specifically solo Gumshoe?
Specifically Gumshoe one-to-one, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But the issue is timing. You know, it's just we have too many ideas, not enough time to make all those books. And not enough people to help us make all those books as well. So what we're hoping to do, and I don't think we've actually said this anywhere, so this is a bit of an exclusive.
Ooh.
We're hoping to do is start releasing some PDF one-to-one settings. So they're going to be completely standalone, a protagonist character and a setting and an adventure. And they'll be quite short and self-contained and they'll be PDF only so that we can release them a lot quicker and kind of meet that need because people are really excited about the idea of two people gaming, basically.
Yeah, I can't resist the temptation of plugging another podcast called The Game Master and Me, was specifically about one-on-one game
master. Exactly, because the issue is, when you get older, it's really hard to get a gaming group together, whereas, you know, it's a lot easier to just grab one other person, and that way you've got a game, so...
The last time we had an interaction, a public interaction, it was on a little panel with Leonardi, and I can't resist... asking you, do you have any plans of translating all of that in Japan? Because apparently they really fancy Call of Cthulhu there.
We would love to. We would absolutely love to. We've spoken to a couple of Japanese publishers about translating Trail of Cthulhu. It's something that we would desperately love to do. So if any of your listeners know any Japanese publishers, we would really love to get in touch with them. We are talking to people, but it's a slow process. So.
I don't know if he knows any Japanese publisher, but I know that Federico-san's got plans of moving to Japan.
Oh,
and he's
interesting.
In Japanese. So, well, he's fluent. Mm. Yeah, I guess more fluent than me. Took a few lessons. Anyway, anything left to plug before doors open?
Oh,
the
no,
gates
they're coming.
Open.
They're coming.
There's really a deep Elms deep feeling. Like it's so it begins.
There is. I know, yeah. The only other thing I want to talk about, which I kind of shouldn't talk about because we're not actually selling it here at the show, is the Yellow King RPG. Most of the backers, all of the European backers at this point should have gotten their copies. And we have physical copies of them here for people to have a look at. And we're taking pre-orders here at the show. We're hoping to start pre-orders in early 2020. So the end of December, start of January 2020. Presuming, of course, that all of the backers have gotten all of their copies first, which is always our priority. So that's a phenomenal setting. It's a gorgeous four hardback book set in a slipcase with a GM screen. And it's four different settings, all based around the Robert Chambers Yellow King stories.
One final word to the people at Dragon Meet or who are not at Dragon Meet?
Pelgrane Press.com for all your Pelgrane Press needs.
you know your job. Yeah. I respect that a lot.
No, I'm more kind of looking over at the hordes and going, oh, okay. Soon, they're coming, they're coming.
Doors are open,
yeah,
and I'm here the first to collect my stuff at
yes.
Arocana Media.
First, exactly.
Can
Hi,
you
Jeremy.
Introduce yourself for those who don't know you?
Yeah, I'm Federico. I basically own Arocana Media. I'm basically a games designer, manufacturer thingy.
Yeah, you got all the caps on your head.
And we go back a little while now.
Yeah, there was one thing I wanted to do today is congratulate you.
Thanks.
I mean, I've seen you. The first time you had a booth here, it was the year we started the podcast, and I remember interviewing
you.
Yeah,
most likely.
You've been here promoting your project without the actual product on your table, Kickstarter, of course. And here you are today with your game, your dice and everything. I think it's an amazing achievement. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thanks for your support.
Well, I mean...
Basically, yeah, at the end of the day, it's backers who made it possible, so yeah.
What does it feel like?
It is a relief. It basically means we can just continue with the next thing and see what the future brings, basically.
So what does the future bring? Can we know a little bit?
I certainly have ideas for Nibiru, but I'm also working on a new IP. Depending on how Nibiru does, It might be a role-playing game. It might be a video game.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
And Nibiru not only is here following your successful Kickstarter campaign, but it's going to hit the shelves, right?
Yes. It'll actually appear in the Modiphius web store around the 12th of December. So, yeah, if people are like not within reach of Dragon Mead today, they'll be able to just order online.
For people who are not lucky to be in London or to be able to come to London, are you going to tag along Modiphius to go to, I don't know, Gen Con and all these places to promote your show?
Not really, to be honest. I might be at next year UK Games Expo, but I'm moving to Japan next year, so we'll see how everything works from there.
I was plugging you to Pelgrane Press because they're looking for contacts in Japan to have games translated there. So if you network over there, maybe...
Well, that's the plan. So yeah. That's cool.
Japan, that's amazing. Is mm-hmm. that your second long-term project?
Yeah. I mean, I've been in the UK for like 5 years now almost, and it's kind of time to move on to basically there, because I've been getting ready to move for a while now. So
you're planning to be an RPG professional over there? Or
Yeah, games designer. I would like to just delve into video games in general.
Okay.
I'd like the challenge. It's a great place to work overall. Price-wise, when it comes to the artistic connections that I have over there, etc., it's a really good place to set base.
I'm always curious to know what's going on elsewhere. So what are the shows or the game which are in Japan that you would recommend to tabletop RPG fans?
Probably the best way to go would be with Andy Kitkowski's games, Kotodama Heavy Industries. They do Ryutama, they do Shinobigami, Tenraban Shosero. Those are kind of like the games that I would recommend if you're interested in kind of like that. But then again, the kind of like tabletop RPG scene in Japan is very different. The formatting of the books, they tend to be like all digest size, paperback, no color. They tend to port a lot of mechanics from their JRPG kind of like culture. So mechanically and the whole feel of it, it's very different.
Great. I'm going to let you sell your game this year. I'll hand it out to a Kickstarter supporter. One last thing to say. Is that your last Dragon Meat, actually?
Yeah, it is my final Dragon Meat.
So, and then it will be whatever Dragon Meat is called in Japan.
Yeah.
So what's your exclusive on the Release Podcast? What is your farewell to Dragon Meat?
I've been in Dragon Meat since everything started. So it's kind of been like a growing process. And particularly for Dragon Meat, I just love how homely everything feels and how kind of like tightly knit the community feels like. So I think, yeah, Dragon Meat is just a really good place to go there because it's growing and it's there's a lot of choice, but it still feels very local, very friendly. And it's just the ideal kind of like size and atmosphere, I think.
Each year it's growing and it's like, oh, is it going to stay the same? It's growing.
But I think it stays the same. I think, yeah.
It's a miracle each year. Yeah. It stays the same, yeah.
It kind of keeps that kind of like air to it, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Congratulations again.
Yeah,
and please give me my game now.
Yeah, I'll give you your game.
By the way, you're the only Kickstarter we delivered in time that I ever participated. So congratulations for
Thanks.
That.
Thank you very much.
The memory collector, the creaky feeling, it takes you in and sends you reeling. It's your being in a simpler song. It's the melody so strong, it won't let you forget what it is that you've done. Between a brain and a blackboard, every lesson, right or wrong, you know that you're still guessing, and that shine hasn't been replaced. Just hides in lines there on your face. They don't let you forget where it is that you're coming, where you're coming from. Ba 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 ba. In the cool air of the late afternoon, I was sitting alone there on the floor of my room. A
fireplace crackling down the hall. Dinner's ready, I hear my mother call. She remembers my childhood hair flowing wild at a county fair. Now I'd ride on the Himalaya.
A wandering show, that's what you were calling it. I'm here in the trade hall. You give me some free music. Could you introduce yourself to the listeners of the Rollis podcast?
My name's Craig, online as Hoodoo Voodoo on Twitter, and I produce small adventures in that under the banner of Lunar Shadow Designs. I've just released a set of adventures for the Sprawl RPG, a set of missions.
What do those adventures revolve around? And that's what you handed me. You got music for this adventure.
No. So that's a link to the full adventure.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yep. Sprawl RPG is a cyberpunk RPG, and these adventures are all set around the core thematic of the emergence of synthetic life and the obvious manipulation of that by the corporations.
It's because I'm all lazy with the morning stuff. I read synth on it, and what I saw was synthesizer, and I was like, oh, that's cool, electronic music.
Yeah, no, we actually play off that theme in one of the missions. One of the missions is trying to steal a synthetic DJ out of the hands of one corp and into another. But do they really want him for his music or for something else?
Oh, wow, interesting. Well, no spoiler here. Is this your first time at Dragon Meat?
It's my first time in about 3-4 years.
Oh, things change a bit. Was it in Olympia then?
It was the first year that it was here in the Novotel Hotel.
Okay, it was the first year of the podcast zone too. Huh?
Yep.
I recommend you go check out their stand. There's probably a lot of podcasters who would be interested in
Yeah, I saw them when I came down. I'll have to check it out.
What are you looking forward to the most today?
Bargains? I don't know. It's just there's so many different products that you can't find anywhere else. That other than at a convention, that it's just trying to pick up those things that I can't get in shops.
Anything specific you're looking for?
Certainly some of the Indie League stuff, maybe UFO Press.
UFO Press, yeah, they're just over there, Jay Hillis, Grant Owen. Yeah. Well, no, Grant Owen is not UFO Press, but I'd really like to try a UFO Press game today. I think there's some games on demand. I got Legacy Life Among the Ruins, but I would really like to try Rhapsody in Blood.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. I've got Legacy but as a PDF, but I think I might pick up a physical copy. It's just a beautiful book.
There's also a new game coming inspired by Persona 5, the Japanese video game. So I
hadn't heard about that, so I'll have to check that out. Other than that, I'm running a couple of games at Indie Games on the Hour this afternoon.
Oh, cool. What are you running?
So I've got Demon Hunters, which is supernatural comedy, published by Dead Gentlemen, the creators of the Gamers movies. And I've got Project Cassandra, which is a game I've got in development of psychics during the Cold War.
I'm going to run because I collected my Nibiru Kickstarter. If you haven't checked that game, I recommend you go check it out. It's just over there. One last thing to say to the people at Dragon Meat.
If you're not here this year, get down here next year.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Another person I was really looking forward to speaking to and hopefully play a game of. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, I'm Jay Isles from UFO Press. You might know me from Legacy Life Among the Ruins, Void Heart Symphony, or many of my other games.
I got your Legacy, but I still have to play it. I didn't have time yet because I interviewed you a couple of years ago at Expo. I heard you talk about, it was on Modifius Calling, a great interview.
Mm.
You were talking about your new project and it's inspired by a video game, I believe?
Yes. Void Heart Symphony is a game about occult revolutionaries waging a psychic war in the shadows of a modern city. You're people who have found out a way to break into the minds of the people making your city a terrible place. You go in there and steal their power from them. It's somewhat inspired by Persona 5, the Japanese role-playing game. But I put a lot of my own spin on things and brought in elements from whatever interested me at the time.
When you were talking about it in the interview, it was interesting because I'm a big fan of anime.
Yeah.
But over time, I'm growing a bit tired of certain tropes.
Yes,
and you did mention that you were taking the best of the anime and removing the things which are a bit not so great.
Well, the thing about the game is it's about this message of like liberation and breaking free of society's constrictions and, you know, the people who want to oppress you and all that sort of thing. But it didn't really turn that attention towards, you know, sexism or homophobia, all those sort of things, all of which are very much present in the game. And also, like, you know, I'm in my 30s now. I'm tired of, like, games which have you play school children. And, like, so, yeah, I wanted to have something that, you know, took a bit more of a sort of queer-friendly attitude towards liberation and that sort of politics. And also have a fun time expanding the roster of, like, who can be a cool, amazing person fighting demons and waging revolution, you know?
Are there Youth Oppressed Games being run today or that you know of?
I'm not sure. I have got a surprisingly full schedule of panels and manning a stall, so I sadly wasn't able to sign up to run any games. But there might be some indie games on the hour. I know that I think there are a few of my one-pagers available on the docket.
Cool.
We'll see.
We'll go check it out. What do you think of Dragon Mead? Have you been coming to Dragon Mead for a long time?
Yeah, this is, well, long is relative. This is my third year here. I think it's a great time. Like, it's a really concentrated dose of role-playing. Like, there's nowhere that's quite like it that I've been to.
Yeah, it's often tabletop and a lot of board gaming, and here you really feel that role-playing games are front and center.
Yeah, yeah. Like, somewhere like Expo, you kind of have to sort of sell people on, like, role-playing games a lot of the time. Whereas here, everyone here is, like, the most interested in role-playing games, and that's a really fun atmosphere to be in.
In terms of interest, I'm curious, if you have another designer you would recommend me to interview after you, maybe someone not from the league, to spice things a bit?
Of course. Let me think. Who is here? I'm very interested in the games the Malthusian Arts Council put out, things like Troika and Fever Swamp. I know that Graham Walmsley is here, Cthulhu Dark guy, and I think he's got something new to sell.
Cool.
I can't quite remember what it was off the top of my head.
Yeah. I'm going to go check them out.
Yeah.
I will tell them you recommended them. One last thing to say to the people of Dragon Mead.
I hope you have a great time and play some really fun games that you didn't know of before today.
So if you are in Dragon Mead and you just show up at the podcast zone, chances are you might be interviewed by the Rollis podcast. Could you introduce yourself?
My name is Peter. I'm one of the moderators on the Critical Role UK fan page. I've only been at the job for about a month now, and it's been a very interesting thing. We had one of our more recent events was MCM Comic Con, which we had a fantastic time. We had a load of critters join in, and it was marvelous to see the cosplay that the critters bring to it every time, and they smash it every time.
I know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Of course, you dressed as your retro Travis. We actually had one of our previous admins, actually, when I first met him last year, was dressed as retro Travis.
Oh, cool.
We had a few. Didn't have as many this time, unfortunately, but we had a lot more of the, because they've recently released all the level 10 cosplayers.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I feel a lot of the cosplay players were looking at that and were just like finishing their main ones. Like, at last, I finished my cosplay. Ooh, they brought new art out. God damn it.
It's a bit like, you know, Transformers Day or
yeah,
He-Man
exactly.
They released a new collection.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid,
I am fully up to date. God damn it.
There was one point where the Master of the Universe action figures. Mm. So I'm a kid from the 80s, and I'm pretty certain at one point, because they first released, like, I don't know, five or six of them, I was just missing one.
Yeah.
As I was about to purchase this one, of course they released six more, and I was like, yeah, no, screw that.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
I guess I won't buy that Orko.
I think that's just a constant thing with collecting anything. It's like, I will finally complete my collection. They released what? Damn it.
Mm. I was concerned about, should I or should I just...
I myself, I cosplayed as Caleb this previous October, and I'd done so for
which
the past
is a
two.
Somewhat more popular cosplay than retro Travis for some reason.
This one I'd fully, like, I'd actually made the leather book holsters out of real leather and sort of putting it together for the first time. It actually made me feel quite good considering what I had a year ago, how far I'd come, and to see also a lot of the people who I'd met over the past two cons as well. the progress that they make with their cosplays is fantastic, and the amount of creativity that they put into it is wonderful.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
I'm now planning on doing a level 10 Ford. I'm just looking in my head just like, okay, how would I do the leather armor? Okay, where can I get that from? Okay, the sword I'm going to get commissioned by a friend of mine recommended me this place in Cambridge to commission the coat for Caleb. So, and a friend of his does props. I think I'll commission them to do the sword because I have no idea how to do props.
Is that your plug? Is that your thing that you have to advertise on the show? Or are you working on other projects?
I'm still fairly amateur to it, so it's more...
You don't have the Patreon with the calendar?
No, I haven't started that yet.
Pictures with Caleb. You know, the leather coat is a bit more open, the shirt is a bit looser, and you need to be on Patreon to get the calendar.
I'll put up some like little teasers on my Twitter, and they're just like, if you want the full set, go to my Patreon page and donate. But that's how a lot of cosplayers get by nowadays.
I mean, I'm
Patreon.
Not having fun at the X-Men people
no,
doing
neither
that.
Am I. Is a stereotype, but even still, there's a truth behind the stereotype. And
I mean, it's a very expensive hobby.
It is a very expensive hobby.
And people, it's a form of entertainment, not just for the people doing it, but for people enjoying it as viewers.
Yeah.
So it's no.
Because there are amazing cosplayers out there, and and the work that they do is fantastic. But they do need funding.
Yeah.
And you know, if you are willing to do that, go right ahead, do it. These people will love you for it, and you will enjoy their content.
And you, exactly nobody's need. Charging anyone
exactly.
forcing
They're
the thing.
Forcing
it's voluntary,
yeah.
So it's fine. So there's a meetup today also of Critters?
We do have a meetup of Critters at 3 o'clock somewhere, though we're still trying to find a location. But myself and one of our other moderators will be there, William. Well, I will be there, but actually I'm going to be playing in a Honey Heist game at 2 o'clock.
Oh,
so
no, I love
I may
Honey
be a bit
Heist.
Late, but I haven't yet to play the Honey Heist game. I'm fascinated to see how it'll work out. So,
you know, Kosha, people who listen on a regular basis to the show will know that I like Dungeons & Dragons, but I'm a big advocate for playing other games.
Yeah.
Do you see movement in the Critters and cosplayer community to do now cosplay of Undead Wood
oh,
and Call
I
of
Cthulhu? So. Oh, I know. We have seen some people do some stuff from like the one-shots that they've done. Call of Cthulhu, I've seen a couple of them.
I still have to see a cosplay of Crash Panda.
I hope they do Undeadwood, because I loved the fact that they, for the Undeadwood, they dressed up as their own characters. I mean, Matt just...
Oh. He's been waiting for that all his life,
yeah.
Clearly.
And Travis dressed as a reverend, Marisha's outfit, and Aloysius Fogg. Oh.
So just for people who are not familiar with Critical Role, Undead Wood, they're playing. Are they playing Deadlands? Is that the actual game?
Savage Lands. The system itself is Savage Lands, and the setting is, I think, Undead Lands or something like that. Yeah. And yeah, it's basically a cowboy steam battle. And actually, I looked into it afterwards. I was like, I want to play this at some point. And looking into it, it takes an interesting like divergence in history, and then suddenly all these steampunk elements are put in. So locomotion and more strange automatons are put in. Supernatural creatures are added. And much like if you watch the show, you know what happens. A lot of this stuff happens a lot more. And it's like, this is cool. Having this weird cowboy setting with all these supernatural elements and steampunk. It is a wonderful setting from what I can see. And I'm looking forward to playing in it.
That's the reason why I'm an advocate for people to try many games, not just Dungeons & Dragons. Because when I hear Dungeons & Dragons fans rightfully saying, you can do anything in Dungeons. It's limitless. It's actually even more limitless because you can play anything.
Don't just limit yourself to Dungeons & Dragons. Try other systems. You've got Pathfinder. You've got all sorts of other systems. Like I'm currently playing in a D&D campaign that's a sci-fi setting, and my DM has done a wonderful job of converting things into sci-fi. Made a lot of his own weapons and sort of edited the melee ones to sort of fit into the world. Go out and play Call of Cthulhu. Play Undeadwood if you want to recreate that. Play whatever you want, just as long as you're having fun.
Do you have one last thing to say to the people today at Dragon Meet or who are not with us?
Come to the podcast zone and you'll be sat down unexpectedly and have a nice talk with this fantastic fellow. I've enjoyed this. Come to Dragon Meet. It's always fun to come down and just see all these amazing people.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much.
And join Critical Role UK.
And join the Critical Role UK fan club.
And don't be shy. Come to a meetup.
Yeah.
And engage with people
there. We would love to have you there.
We had the mental health. I'm doing a sideway, but we had the D&D for mental health event, and we... Mitesh,
Yes.
Mitesh pointed out how...
Mitesh was on our panel.
Sometimes people attend those events and they're too shy to engage with people. If you're there and you're shy to engage, try to grab one of the organizers.
Grab one of the other moderators, William, or you can grab Toby or Mitesh. We are here to help. We want you to be part of this community and do it at your own pace, but if you want a little help, we're happy to help.
Amazing. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much.
Oh, where can people find you?
You can find us at criticalroleuk@facebook.com.
And yourself? Do you have a...
I myself, you can find me...
Where's your Patreon for the calendar?
I mean, if you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at plboswell@twitter.com. So if you want to find me there, you can find the rest of us all on Twitter. And, you know, I look forward to hearing it and seeing if my Twitter blows up. So
we'll see. I wouldn't hold my breath on that. Zone, people show up, I interview them, but there are also other podcasters who sit alongside me, and also I like to interview them. Could you introduce yourself? Of course, I know perfectly well who the two of you are, but for the listeners who might not know you, could you introduce yourself and what you do?
Okay. I am Kari Moros, and I am a player in the Twitch stream of, Chaotic Neutral. I play the Arcane Trickster Tabaxi Rogue.
Hello, I'm Harry, and I'm from the Dragon Wings podcast. I'm one of the cast members. I play a paladin, a human paladin.
So the two of you are on D&D 5th edition actual play shows.
Yeah. That's right, yep.
And the audio landscape is not at all filled with those.
No, not at all. It's not saturated by D&D at all. No, there's a lot of D&D.
There are a few.
I guess now what you need to do, the two of you, is that you're in competition. So I think each of you should sell your show to the listeners.
We've been sandbagged. We're suddenly thrown into competition. Do you go first? I'm going to let you.
So our campaign is a more of a city-based game. So you're mainly in a city, and we are up against a lady called Renata Green, and she is so-called the benefactor. She is giving us work, but she's not entirely very good. The most recent thing we did, we blew up a institute owned by her where they were summoning demons to harvest them. So that was fun.
That's gorgeous, aren't you? You got a very large print.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, she looks like quite a serious adversary. Yeah.
So you got gorgeous heart like that at Dark Wings?
So let's say no, straight off the bat. We're 10 episodes in, so we feel like we're kind of the podcast babies here. In our podcast, we have a giant magical chicken, and our little group is questing to find a magical spice rub which will make magical chicken wings. And it's the last will and testament of a friend of ours.
Is the chicken
died.
Dead?
No, the chicken is a friend of ours. The chicken is the chicken's called Pluckers, and she is, without giving too much away, she's magical and mysterious, and her wings, which can be eaten, give you a kind of magical bonus, a magical buff. She has regenerating wings.
Okay.
Yeah. You can chop them off and then eat her wings. Is that not considered animal cruelty?
They without going into too much detail here, they pop off at intervals. Anyway, let's just be clear, it's as strange as it sounds, but it's very good.
Okay. Our game is a bit more on the serious side. It's fun for comedy games, but ours a bit more intrigue. We went also, one of our characters, she's from a place called Skullra, which is run by dragons. The place she's from is run by a black dragon. We went there. Things didn't go super well. I went to prison. It was great. We got out alive, and now the city's under attack by demons.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds fantastic.
So where can people catch your show? And how often is it released? Or are these long or short episodes?
So Dragon Wings, we release fortnightly on a Tuesday. They're short. They're bite-sized episodes, about 30, 40 minutes long. And you can find it on most major podcasting platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, iTunes, all your usual podcast platforms. It's available across the board, I would say.
We are not mainly a podcast, we're mainly a Twitch stream, so you can catch us at Chaotic Neutral Games on Twitch or Chaotic Neutral Games on YouTube if you want to catch up with episodes. All of our episodes are there. Please watch the more recent ones. They are way better than the old ones.
People should always start with the most recent episode of a podcast, I feel, and then if they like it, they can try to check the beginning.
My strategy with getting into new podcasts is to listen to the first episode and then the most recent episode.
Oh, that's so
mean. I think what you're talking about there is that there can often be quite a big disconnect between, not necessarily the quality, but like the tone, and you kind of settle into the thing, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes. Yeah, indeed. You kind of settle into it, don't you? When you're a bit later on, and that way you kind of get that sort of, you see that progression quite quickly, and you get a sense of whether you're going to like it or not. And there are so many good D&D podcasts out there. You could listen to a D&D podcast, a new one every day for, you know, months and months and months. And there are so many great ones to choose from.
So is it your first time at Dragon Mead, the two of you?
Yes. Yeah, it's my first time.
First time for me as well, yes.
Do you have plans besides the podcast? Are there game designers you're going to go chat up, or games you want to purchase?
My DM is DMing right now, so I am here alone with all the stuff. I'm trying to set it up a little bit. And we also have... one of our players is going to be on a panel later for, I think it's the representation in fantasy settings, as she is a director for a web series called When the Girl with Mark. So
I had a look, a very impressive production. Is it an official Amazon show or something like that?
Yeah, Amazon has licensed it, so you can catch it on Amazon, actually.
I'm going to go check out everything that's on show. I know at least one of my group is DMing now, and I think maybe later as well. I'm going to be playing in at least a game later on today and checking out a few of the panels. I'm just going to get a nice wide kind of, you know, selection from the smorgasbord. I'm just so blown away by how welcoming and friendly and inclusive the community is here. It's so nice. It's lovely. It's a lovely place, a lovely day.
Well, I'm going to have myself to cut this short because I've got the panel to run. So,
what's the panel?
So the panel's going to be, so you want to do a podcast.
Oh, I saw. Yeah,
and
cool.
It's, my guests are mostly D&D actual play runners. So we're trying to overload even more the market.
Nice.
So it finally collapsed and more people will be listening to my show, which is about different gifts. Yeah, but I recommend people, I believe, What Am I Rolling, the podcast, will be recording the No More Damsel panel about representation with Kat Madison from Chaotic Neutral and so on. Where can people find you, and what's your final word for the people with us at Dragon Mead or not with us?
I think you're absolutely right. If you're looking for a slightly more... if you're looking for a funny, light-hearted, easy to get into, genuinely, straightforwardly enjoyable D&D podcast...
And not vegan, apparently.
Not necessarily. Hey, there's a niche for everyone. Give Dragon Wings a go. Dragon Wings podcast. Search us up. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram, as well as every other major podcast platform.
And for Chaotic Neutral, if you're looking for something more serious, a bit more intrigue rather than fighting, you can find us at Twitch/Chaotic Neutral Games and at YouTube/Chaotic Neutral Games. And we will hope to see you there. please catch us live. We broadcast every Friday at 8 till 11, normally, sometimes later.
GMT, right?
Mm-hmm, GMT, yeah, GMT. We hope to see you there.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks, Callum.
Thank you.
This episode included Comfort Zone by Friction, Undercover Agents by Greg Bauer, Memory Collector by Kelly Stoltz, Synthwave by Ryan Anderson, Calendars by Eric McGill, and of course our theme song Solta o Frango by Bandido Roll. All these songs are available for free on the Free Music Archive. Our logo is designed by Rolin Kearns, and you can find it as well as additional art by Rolin Kearns in our store for apparels, mugs, notebooks, and plenty of interesting stuff. Sorry, this episode was not the third part of the London RPG Community series, and it's Dungeons & Dragons actual play set in the world of Kentus. I've been quite sick, and I ran late with my editing, and it was much faster to edit this episode recorded at Dragonmead. So next month should be part 3 of the Kentus Expanse, the London RPG Community series, and then part 2 of Dragonmead, and then part 4, the final part of our Dungeons & Dragons actual play. So there you have it. And I don't remember what follows, but I still have a backlog, so it's already recorded. I got several episodes recorded, don't worry about that. If you don't like this part of the episodes, by the way, you know, those announcements, I'm not a fan of making those announcements. It's a bit tedious, but so if you skip them, I would understand. But if you would like still to have the content of them, be informed of everything going on in and around the Release Podcast, there's a solution for you. You could join our monthly newsletter curated by Jonathan Pei. And this way you would have all the information, all everything neatly in a single email every month. No more, so it's not cluttering your mailbox. By the way, if you subscribe and have not received it yet, check your spam box because sometimes the pirates are a bit iffy. But yeah, go in the description of this episode and you'll find a link to click and you can join the newsletter and you will hear about everything that we are doing. So, for instance, the incoming The Release Present about tabletop role-playing games in Lusitania. So you will be informed of when it's happening. Out of my head, I don't remember, but it's on the website. So you can check. February 1st on the Twitch channel of the RPG Academy. And of course, it should be recorded and released later on YouTube and on our podcast feed. You can hear about when the next Le Drinks and Dice will take place. It will be the first Wednesday of February. So that should be the 5th February, something like that, at Bad Moon Cafe, as usual. You can hear about, I'm going to run the very first playtest of a secret project, a storytelling game about which I don't want to say too much about because I'm quite happy with the idea. And so if you want to join that playtest and you're in London, you can do so through the London RPG Community, and it will be on, I don't remember the date, but yeah, subscribe to the newsletter and you will find out. And I'm planning on running several of those playtests. So if you cannot do this one, maybe you'll be able to do the next. Maybe it will be in Birmingham. I don't know. What else? We didn't get any new iTunes review this month. I don't think so. Let me check Chartable. Yeah, because iTunes is a nightmare to keep track of reviews. So at least thanks to Chartable, I got everything in one place. If you have a podcast, I recommend trying it. No, nothing new. So please head to iTunes, leave us reviews. We have so few of them. I'm back on TikTok. So if you want me to make a fool of myself in 60-second video, go there. And please support the show via Patreon also. It's been quite a while since we had a new patron joining us, and thank you so much for all the other patrons sticking with us. I've been posting a lot on Patreon recently because I had a backlog of posts, so I'm trying to catch up on that, so this way moving forward I can just post things as they arrive on Patreon, so it will be much more timely. And that's it. I think that's all I can remember. See you next month for the third part of our D&D actual play, and in the meantime, have good games.
Holy, 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 só do frango e vem com a gente. Holy, 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 solta o frango e vem com a gente.
Nós é tipo bem Jesus, todo mundo a gente ama. Ainda mais se for gatinha, rola até levar pra cama. A gente topa tudo, sapatão e bigodudo. Na hora do piriri, cai em mim ou travesti.
Vai, batuque!
Holê, 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 solta o frango e vem com a gente. Holê, 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 solta o frango e vem com a gente.
Dragon Meat 2016!
Yay!
Let's start over again.
Okay.
Yep. A listener finally joining us in the podcast zone.
Hello. Hi.
Mira, right?
Yes.
So, Mira, you were saying?
I'm just saying I wanted to come and say hi when I saw you guys because I just really love the fact that basically it's you guys having fun doing your own thing and it feels like such a welcome podcast and just loving hearing you guys like have your adventures and like maybe disagree sometimes. It's just like really lovely. It's so great.
Just to be sure, which podcast are you talking about?
Oh, is this the one where I've listened to where you guys play games together, right?
So, Dirolis.
Yeah.
Dirolis, okay.
And I follow you on Instagram and I've said hi.
Okay.
And you wrote back to me, so I'm like, hi.
How long have you been role-playing?
I started playing a couple of years ago.